What I'd like to do now is to shine the spotlight on this Instrumentum Laboris, the 40-page working document of this Synod for the Middle East, which will take place in the Vatican from the 10th to the 24th of October. A few details. It's published in four languages, Arabic, English, French and Italian. The theme is the Catholic Church in the Middle East, Communion and Testimony. The community of believers was of one heart and mind. In the preface, the Secretary General of the Synod of Bishops, Archbishop Nikola Eterovich, underlines the fact that the present situation in the Middle East is very much like that of the early community in the Holy Land, amidst difficulties and persecution. The first Christians, he writes, lived in fairly adverse situations, facing opposition and hostility on the part of religious authorities of their own people. Their motherland was occupied, yet in spite of all this, proclaimed the word of God to the full, including love for one's enemies, witnessing to their faithfulness to the Lord of life, even unto martyrdom. The introduction recalls the fact that Benedict XVI personally called for this event, specifying its two main goals. The first being to confirm and strengthen Christians in their identity through the word of God and the sacraments. The second, to breathe new life into the ecclesial communion between churches so they may give witness to an authentic, joyful and attractive Christian life. The text also highlights ecumenical commitment and dialogue with Jews and Muslims for the good of society, so that religion increasingly promote peace. The first chapter deals with the Catholic Church in the Middle East, reminding us that all the churches of the world have their own origin in the Church of Jerusalem. It states that the divisions among Christians going back to the councils of Ephesus and Chalcedon in the 5th century and the split between Rome and Constantinople in the 11th century were mainly due to political and cultural reasons, and reminds of the responsibility of maintaining the faith in the Holy Land, warning against the dangers that threaten it, such as a vocations crisis, lack of unity among members of the clergy, often with inadequate formation both at a human and spiritual level, absence of contemplative life, the pillar of every true consecration. Also highlighted in this chapter is the duty of Christians to contribute to the common good, to promote charitable works by addressing the needs not only of Christians, but also of Muslims and Jews. The document then goes on to underline the impact of regional conflicts for Christians. Christians, we read, are called not to lessen their commitment in society despite discouraging conditions in the East, where freedom of religion only means freedom of worship and not freedom of conscience, where religion is generally a social and therefore national choice, not a personal one, and where changing religion is reckoned as a betrayal to society, culture and the nation. Also stressed is how Islamic extremism continues to increase in the whole area, thus becoming a threat to all Christians, Jews and Muslims. The second chapter is about ecclesial communion. The third deals with the theme of Christian witness, in which the urgency of ecumenism is stressed, encouraging dialogue and collaboration. Two signs are of particular importance, the unification of the Christian feasts, Christmas and Easter, and the management in common of the places of the Holy Land in mutual love and respect. Proselytism, employing means that are not according to the gospel, are definitely condemned. Dialogue with Jews is defined as essential, albeit not easy, echoing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Church wishes that both peoples be able to live in peace with a homeland that is their own, within safe, internationally recognized boundaries. Christians are called to bear a spirit of reconciliation based on justice and equity for either party. Meanwhile, the churches in the Middle East invite us to maintain the distinction between two realities, politics and religion. In the conclusion, the document states preoccupation regarding present difficulties, but at the same time mentions hope based on Christian faith. For decades, the absence of a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the non-respect of international law and of human rights, and the egoism of great powers have destabilized the equilibrium of the region and imposed on the population a violence that may push them to despair. The consequence of all that is emigration, especially of Christians. Confronted with this challenge and with the support of the universal Christian community, the Christian of the Middle East is called to accept his vocation at the service of society. This invitation to believers is that they be witnesses, conscious of the fact that witnessing to the truth may lead to being persecuted. To the Christians of the Middle East, concludes the Instrumentum Laboris, one may repeat today, do not be afraid, you have a mission. On you depend the growth of your country and the vitality of your church, and this will come to be only with peace, justice, and equality of all its citizens. If you wish to read more about this document, check our website at www.vaticanradio.org.